Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Taco Tuesday. And we're in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm still talking about the RNC and some of the things that happened, some of the things that didn't happen, and basically talking through, like, what did you think about the events? What did you think about the nomination of J.D. Vance? Well, on the phone with us right now is Alabama's Secretary of State, Wes Allen. You may recall Secretary of State Wes Allen was a probate judge here in Alabama down in the Pike Road area for a number of years. He went on to serve in the Alabama State House. And he is now the Secretary of State, which makes him also not just Secretary of State, you know, handling all the documents and everything related thereto and businesses and all of it, but he's the Chief Election Officer for the state of Alabama. And he's up in Wisconsin right now at the RNC on the line. Secretary of State Wes Allen, how are you doing?
I'm good, Senator. Thanks for having me on. It's finally cooling off in Milwaukee. I think we brought the Alabama heat with us for the first couple of days. It was ridiculous. But finally, the showers moved through and it's finally cooling off. Thank goodness.
Well, good deal. Well, listen, tell you what, give us your Congressman Barry Moore and State Representative Mac Butler both call in yesterday. So I'll just ask you the first thing I asked them. Give us your perspective on what it's like being there. What's the energy like? What have you seen?
Well, this is my first convention to ever attend. As long as I've been participating in Alabama Republican politics, you know, at the local level, on the executive committee, at the state level, chairman of the Pike County Republican Party, being an elected Republican office for many years, this is the first time I've been here. And, you know, the energy is really incredible. I think after what happened Saturday, Phil, it really energized and galvanized and unified all the delegates, all the attendees, and just the American people from what they saw. And we're looking forward to hearing from President Trump on Thursday. When he came in the building last night, it was, I mean, my goodness, the electricity and just everybody, it was wonderful. And then, of course, I can't imagine what it's going to be like Thursday night when he actually takes the stage.
No, and I think we're looking forward to that. He's already made clear that he has scrapped the speech that he had already prepared in favor of something that he believes is going to be more unifying. And so I look forward to hearing about that. And then, of course, the nomination of J.D. Vance as his nominee. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's an excellent pick. I trust President Trump, you know, making that decision. I'm sure J.D. Vance, we've seen, you know, he's a freshman in the U.S. Senate, but I believe he is going to be an energetic, bold, conservative voice with that America First agenda to be able to crisscross the country and campaign all over, taking that message to the people of America, and looking forward to hearing from him on Wednesday. I think Wednesday he's supposed to speak. So looking forward to that. Great pick by President Trump.
Well, yeah, and I think that we're settling into that. Of course, the left immediately attacked, but what did we expect? I mean, he could have picked Mother Teresa, and they'd attacked. But
right.
But listen, let me ask you this: there's a report out that I haven't even had a chance to touch on yet that Elon Musk has committed upwards of $43 million per month for the next several months. For a new PAC that is designed to get out the vote, encourage people to go to the polls, encourage them to use early voting if it's available to them, to not ever take a chance on not voting, no matter where they live. You're the chief election officer. What are your thoughts on the get out the vote efforts and what we need to be aware of and what we're hoping for? But at the same time, we got the SAVE Act out there. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm standing outside the arena, Phil, so excuse me if it's a little noisy. We got a helicopter flying over. But, yeah, I saw that headline about Elon and what he's committed to do for Super PAC to support President Trump and that America First agenda. You know, the thing I've been on the last month and a half or so is only American citizens should be allowed to vote in our election. And, of course, I think you've been keeping up what we've uncovered about Medicaid and DHR providing voter registration forms to those that are in the country legally and those that are illegal aliens. But when you couple that with the Biden executive order and he really trying to federalize, mobilize the entire federal apparatus to be voter registration agencies. I just don't believe the federal government ought to be involved in voter registration at taxpayer expense. I just don't think that's right. It should be left to the states. And the SAVE Act is very, very important. And we saw last week it come to a vote on the U.S. House floor. It passed, but 198 Democrats voted against giving us the tools, me and my counterparts from around the country, the tools that we need to verify citizenship. I mean, this is common sense. I don't understand how the Democrats in the U.S. House would vote against that. I don't understand why Chuck Schumer will not give it a vote in the U.S. Senate. It's just beyond me. But we need the tools. We need better tools to verify citizenship. We need to reform the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, bottom line. And I spoke with the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, this week, told him thank you for bringing that to a vote. I told him to not back down, keep pushing the issue, and that's why we've got to get President Trump. We've got to have a Senate GOP majority and a House GOP majority to pass those reforms, common sense reforms, to help us maintain clean voter files. Voter file maintenance is the beginning of election integrity.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you too in that regard. We passed the law in Alabama to require photo ID, and we were told that it was going to be the end of the world. And yet your predecessor in the office of Secretary of State made sure that there was a means by which anyone in the state could get, in fact, even setting up mobile card making stations, could get a photo ID. And you guys still do that. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do it. Matter of fact, we had a team go the other day when they were requested to be there to, if anybody needed a free photo identification, if they already didn't have a state issued driver's license or photo identification, that's when we step in and provide a identification to citizens of Alabama. Now, it's right now we've got about 3.7 million people in our that are voting age in Alabama, 18 years of age and older. 3.9 million voting age. We've got about 3.7 million that are registered to vote. That's about 96%, 97% that are registered to vote in our state.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear another word about voter suppression.
Yep.
And, I mean, if people want to get registered to vote, they can get registered to vote. We make it easy to vote, register to vote with our online portal, through boards of registrars, through any number of ways. And if you don't have a photo identification on top of that, we'll go to your house and do it. I mean, we make available these means because we want people to participate in the voting process.
Well, absolutely. And do you guys ever field any like major complaints of, I felt disenfranchised, I didn't have the ability to get a photo ID? Has that ever been a big thing, really?
I've not had one phone call or one complaint come to me about what you just said.
Yeah. Well, I would expect no different. Listen, you're up there in Wisconsin. You got a full agenda. What do you expect tonight? What kind of events and things do you have going on?
Oh, listen, it's coming. They're about to open the doors and start letting folks in. The perimeter of this place, Senator, getting into downtown Milwaukee, the law enforcement presence has been really unbelievable, especially obviously since Saturday. And getting in this place is sometimes just arduous, but it needs to be. We got to protect the folks here. Got to protect the president. Got to protect all these other elected officials that are speaking. So I feel safe. I feel secure. I don't worry about any of that. So, but everybody's having a good time. Everybody is energized, ready to go, waiting on tonight's festivities. And then, of course, I think J.D. Vance tomorrow and the president on Thursday, we're off to the races. November 5th, general election.
Well, it's right on the corner. It can't get here fast enough either, in my opinion. But
yeah, I know I'm ready.
Well, listen, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for making time in the middle of all the hoopla to call into the show, and we'll have you back on again sometime soon. All right.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for always allowing me to come on your program, Phil. Thank you.
All right. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen out there at the Republican National Convention in Wisconsin. All right, Big Rig, let's take a break right now, brother. We'll take that break. We'll come right back, put a lid on this one, and then coming up bottom of the hour, don't forget, former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne calling in about the lawfare against Trump unraveling. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.